Find out more, a live presentation set for Wednesday, March 8th, 6 o'clock at Brasserie by Niche in the Central West End. Brasserie, Wednesday, March 8th. More information about our trip online at KTRS.com and click on the Carney Show page.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, sleepless Americans. Multiple choice. Would you rather A, fall asleep faster, B, stay asleep longer, C, wake up feeling more refreshed, or D, all of the above? If you sometimes struggle with sleep, it's an easy question. You want it all. Unfortunately, some sleep aids may make you choose. Spend the night tossing and turning, or wake up a groggy zombie. Until now. Introducing Somnipure, a top-selling sleep formula from Peak Life that helps you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling more refreshed. No wonder it's flying off the shelves at CVS. And right now, we're sending a complimentary bottle to everyone who texts SLEEP to 369-369 right now. Text SLEEP to 369-369. S-L-E-E-P to 369-369.
Somnipure helps you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed.
Cabaret is divinely, dangerously decadent, raves the New York Times. Time Out New York hails it a Broadway jewel in all its glory. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to Roundabout Theater Company's Tony Award-winning Cabaret.
At the Fabulous Fox Theater, March 7th through 19th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Get tickets at MetroTix.com.
Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. They're now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Thanks, Frank. Do you have anything you need to store? Or that you are going in the future to need to store, have stored, furniture, personal stuff, college kids stuff, whatever. You're going to need a storage unit. Would you please consider Simple Self Storage? They're on Eugene Avenue in South St. Louis. Here's the deal. If you when you get a storage facility, you want it to be clean. You want it to be dry. You want it to be safe. Simple Self Storage. You want it to be affordable. Simple Self Storage, where the rent is guaranteed to never go up. In fact, it goes down. Your second month is free. After 4 months, it's 5% off the rate you were paying. After 8 months, it's 10% off. And if you stay 12 or more, you don't stay. Of course, you don't live in the unit. But if you keep stuff there 12 months or more, it's 15% off every month that you have things stored there. It's a very impressive place with only 57 units, and the units are all indoors. Yes. Lots of cameras, a lot of security, very safe, very clean, very simple. Simple Self Storage. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com.
Hour one in the books, hour two straight ahead. Scott Sherman in for Frank. My gang in for the gang. David Solomon is in for Ian. And Tim Weiland is in for Dan Strauss. And it is Wednesday in the second hour. And that means I think this is one of the best segments, not only on this show, but in the whole radio St. Louis airwaves. We get to have some time with our friend. He is the director, I believe, of the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic in Chesterfield, the one and only, we'll wait for his music, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how's everyone today?
We are fantastic.
And doing well.
For you folks out there to get a chance to talk to Dr. Doug and ask your pet-related questions, 314-969-5877, 888-550-5877, and star KTRS, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, takes your calls on pet questions. And guess what, Dr. Doug?
Yes.
I'm Tim Weiland, sitting in for Dan Strauss. You know Tim from the great traffic segment.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a question for you.
Let me tell you one thing first.
Yes, sir.
I am AM in the PM.
Oh! Hallelujah. You can't get one past David Solomon. He's the Grant Fuhrer of radio directing. He's a Hall of Famer. You can't get anything past.
Great.
Great to be with you, Dr. Doug. You know, Frank and the gang are down in
Dominican Republic.
Yes, it's a,
didn't even invite me, boy. Really
you know, I was wondering if they were going to invite you to go down there. I'm sure your invitation just slipped into your spam on your email, and as soon as you're done, you'll get in and you'll feel terrible that it went. No, they didn't invite you. They didn't invite me either, but we get to spend some time together. Tim Weiland, do you have a question for Dr. Doug?
Yeah, Dr. Doug, I do have a question for you, and I want to know, what do you think about rawhide chew toys for dogs?
Okay, yeah, I have my personal opinion, and maybe it's professional as well. I don't like them. I believe they have chemical, you know, stuff on them to kind of preserve them, and they're just not useful or good for the animals. I think there are other kind of chew devices. People use the Kong toys are very dense rubber, and you can also usually fill them with something like a treat, like a peanut butter, so it keeps them busy trying to work it out. And then also Nylabones I like, and those are fairly indestructible, and they also make them flavored now. So my opinion is that if you can avoid those rawhide toys, I do. But, you know, other people may have a different opinion.
Well, I got myself a dog. She's about a little over 2 years old in November. Good. And at first, just to occupy her, you know, I got a couple of the rawhides. Then I saw an article on them, and I quit getting them. So they also have these I guess they're about 8 inches long, and they're hollow on the inside, and they're, I guess, beef bones. And my dog loves them. I mean, she loves to chew. She's a bigger kind of dog. But
sure. Well, you know, most of those things are reasonable. I try and avoid them, but as an emergency clinician many years ago, it's not unusual to see even those bone fragments kind of break off, and then they get wedged between the mouth, and you got to run them to the emergency clinic. So, you know, no toy is perfect, no treat is perfect, but you know, if it works for you, it works. I just said always be cautious.
And I've gotten one of those dense rubber bones, and the dog, she wants nothing to do with it. You know,
they chew through them real quick?
No, the rubber bone. I bought her one when we first got the dog, and she, I mean, it still sits there brand new. She doesn't like it.
Well, like I said, the Kong toys have a hole in the middle, and you can put in peanut butter and stuff, so it kind of gets the critters excited about exploring and trying to work it.
Okay.
So that might be something to try.
All right.
Good luck.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Baby.
Thank you, Tim.
Get those numbers out again.
969-5877, 1-888-550-5877, and star KTRS to get your opportunity to ask Dr. Doug Pernikoff questions about your pet. Dr. Doug, you're known as a chick magnet on this show.
I wish.
And this will prove it. Here's Tom. You're on with Dr. Doug.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, fine. I've been listening to you since day one. Okay. I just never thought I'd have to call and talk to you.
Great. I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you very much for your service. We appreciate it. First of all, I have a Chow Weenie dog. It will be 6 years old in June.
Okay.
And he's more of a Wiener dog. I don't see any Chihuahua in him whatsoever. January 17th, 36 days ago, and I've heard you talk about this a long time ago. He went paralyzed in his back legs.
Yes.
And I believe you called it intervertebral disc disease, IVDD.
Intervertebral disc disease, or IVDD,
and yes,
it's basically a slip disc. Just like
we took him to our vet the next day, and she put him on four different medications. One of them was prednisone, tramadol, Roboxin, and gabapentin, or something like that.
Yeah, those are
okay. So my question for you, doctor, right now, he's moving his back legs. He's trying to run, but when he does, he hops. His back leg hops.
How long ago was that, in January?
January 17th, and that was 36 days ago.
And he can support, he can stand up, even though he's just hopping, he's not running.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Yeah, so without doing some of the fancy tests like MRI or a CT scan or something like that, you're not going to know all the extent of damage that might be. But if that's the worst that you have, that sounds like a pretty good response. Now, will he get any better? You know, really only time will tell.
Well, that was my next question to you. Will he be able to walk and run again normally?
Yeah, it's, you know, I can't tell. I'm not God, but I would suggest that if you minimize any activity where he's hyper-extending his back, like he's stretching up or he's flexing, stretching down, you're not going to aggravate that area. That's difficult to do with a little weenie dogs because they want to jump from piece of furniture to furniture, or they want to jump up and down the stairs. So the best you can do is absolutely minimize his activity for a while, maybe another month or so, and just minimize what he can do. When he goes outside, you might use a harness instead of a lead around the neck just to kind of space out the pressure on his back. And don't let him run free. You just have to control him, partition his freedom for a little bit longer, and see where he goes, and time will tell. And talk to your vet and let him, you know, do whatever reviews he needs, and he can tell subtle changes that you or may not be able to see. And there are also hydrotherapy and a whole bunch of other options that are available in our community these days. So you might ask him, are there any kind of rehabilitation programs that he would send you to? And if those solutions aren't good, we've got some options for you. Okay?
Okay. All right,
and
Tom,
one
thank
more
you.
Question, Doc.
Okay, go ahead.
If he gets back to normal, what's the chances of that happening again? It'd be pretty hard to say, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's no way to tell, but certainly, number one, it might have been more than one space. I don't know if they took x-rays and everything. I don't know what they did diagnostically, but it's often more than one space, and the disc can either be very hard and calcified, or it can be very kind of degenerating and gooey, like chewing gum. So whatever the situation is, there might be multiple sites, and any activity that's inappropriate, like I mentioned, hyperflexion or hyperextension, can cause another incident. So yes, it could happen. It's really going to be a lot about how you manage that dog from this point on.
Okay, Dr. Doug, good I luck. Really appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Dr. Doug, did you get the subpoena on Tom's deposition notice? Those are great questions, and we all love our dogs so much. This this chick magnet thing's really working out for you. Here's Don, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. My question today, I have a huge fish tank aquarium with all sorts of fish, and they swim together and they eat together. But although they do tend to eat one another, I often think to myself, fish must get awfully tired of seafood. What's your thoughts, Dr. Pernikoff?
First of all, I can't hear
it
you.
It sounds like he's in the aquarium.
Yeah. Let me ask you, it's a freshwater or a saltwater aquarium?
Oh, it's freshwater, sir.
Okay. Well, they will kind of cannibalize one another based on size differentials, usually. And the best thing you can do is keep a good food source in there, whether it's brine shrimp or one of the commercial dry foods that you can put in there, pelletized stuff. Or some people use bait worms and they chop them up. There's a whole collection of options. And I would just go to your local pet shop and ask the aquarium division, you know, what are some good choices to mix it up so it's not just one diet all the time.
Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Doug. You've been very helpful. You have a nice day.
Thank you. Okay, great.
Thank you.
David, sorry about the hallelujah.
Say hi to Poseidon, Don. I think it was his phone.
It was a pretty weird connection.
Dr. Doug, I have a real quick question. How long should the average aquarium fish live?
Boy, that's impossible to answer because every fish is different. But I've seen some of those little baby fish, that freshwater fish, like the red-tailed sharks that you buy, and they're only like an inch and a half long. And I've seen those grow up to be 7 or 8 inches 10 years later. So,
cool.
You know, it's hard to say. It really depends on the space and how they're being fed and the condition of the environment there.
Outstanding. We have another call. This time, Doug, I'm not kidding. Here's
it's
Kim.
A real girl.
This is a real. Well, maybe so. We had Andy Kim for the song. Now we just have Kim on line one.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you, honey?
Good. Good. I have a question. So we have a beagle. She's about probably 10 or 11 years old. And for probably about the last 7 months, maybe even a little bit longer, she's been throwing up. Water, mostly. Like, she has, like, she wants to drink a lot of water. And then she'll drink it and throw up. We've had her tested for diabetes. Like, she's had every test run, and they can't figure out what's wrong with her. So we've just kind of, instead of continuing to run more tests, we've just kind of started limiting her water intake. And we just give her small amounts at a time. But does that even work? That sometimes, I mean, but we have cats too. So if we have the water down and she gets to it, then she'll drink it and then just throw up.
So a couple of questions. Have they done, you said they've done a workup, the kind of things we would look into, the vomiting would be, and she probably doesn't have this, but they can get something called a mega esophagus. So you take in a large volume of water. It's usually young animals you see it in, and they regurgitate right at a meal. Same thing they'll do sometimes with foodstuffs, too. So, you know, that's probably not likely, but if they've done x-rays and a barium study, they might see something floating in there that doesn't belong, a thickened stomach wall. They can have problems that develop around the, they call them the muscular sphincter at the beginning and the end of the stomach that might restrict volume from coming in, and it just forces it right back out. So I would say if you haven't seen one of the specialists in town, you might talk to your veterinarian about referring you to a specialist and let them do some special testing. And there are some medications they can use sometimes that, you know, relax the stomach sphincters or other parts of the body and can be used to kind of, if you put those drugs on board right before a meal, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and then they're very safe and they're used in humans as well. And I'm not going to mention certain drugs. I'll let you talk to your vet about that. But I think you have some other options to look this up and make sure there's not a foreign body that's floating around or a tumor or thickening of the passageway that's prohibiting that flow in one direction. Okay.
Yeah, they did try the they did the test on her. They made sure that it wasn't anything in her esophagus, and they we tried Pepcid or some, I don't know if it was Pepcid or whatever she gave us, which that didn't help.
There's another. Well, I shouldn't do this, but you might ask them about Reglan, R-E-G-L-A-N. Okay. But they're going to want to do that only after they've exhausted all the diagnostics first, because you don't want to prevent something that the body's trying to do because it's telling you that something's amiss, right? And I know it's a kind of a pain to spend the money and time trying to figure it out, but just as in humans, it's an investigative process, and you have to trust your vet to kind of guide you through that, okay?
Okay, awesome. Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Dr. Doug, Will is waiting.
Okay.
Will, you're on with Dr. Doug Pernica.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you? Good. Hallelujah. What you got?
I have an outdoor garden pond in my front yard. It's not very large, maybe 50 gallons of water. I wasn't going to buy $100 koi fish for my wife, so I did the next best thing and bought goldfish.
Okay.
They are now about 4 inches long. They've made it through the winter so far. I went to a, you know, farm and feed supply store and bought a heater that kicks on it. Freezing point, so it plows a hole in the ice. The problem that I'm having is how often should I feed them in the winter?
In the winter time, depending on what the temperature of the pond is, if you're keeping it just, you know, above freezing, I would say that they're probably not going to feed more than a couple times a week. But I'm not a specialist in this, and you might want to talk to either one of the aquarium pet shops. Or there's a store, I just can't remember the name of it, but it's in Olivet, I think it's in Crevecoeur Olivet that caters strictly to pond development, and they would have a lot of good information on that. Or you might try the zoo and see if their aquarium people that know that would be able to help you out. I don't have specifics. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, ponds are fun. They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Dr. Doug, that's fantastic. Dr. Doug, I have one quick question about my puppies that have just turned 1 year old.
Okay.
They are Chihuahuas. They're great. They're litter mates. They're doing fine. I know I heard something about litter mates not getting along. They're doing great. What about the food? At what point do I change over or start to change over from puppy food to adult dog food? They're about 13 months old.
You know, I do it usually around 7 to 8 months. It varies again with the species, and these guys are pretty developed by that age. It's a small breed, and so I think 6, 7, 8 months, I think you can be into a maintenance adult, young adult food, and go with that.
Outstanding.
It sounds like so. You're behind, and you can do it. The young dogs, they need a lot more protein level because they're growing a lot of muscle mass and bone and stuff like that. But once they mature out in size, then you can cut back on the proteins and get into a maintenance diet.
That's outstanding.
Yeah,
I thank you.
Great.
We all thank you. Of course,
thank
the director
you, Dr. Doug.
Of the Clarkson Wilson Center Veterinary Clinic, Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, in the Clarkson Wilson Center on Clarkson at Wilson
in Chesterfield.
The website is
www.clarksonwilsonvet.com.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Outstanding. Thank you, Dr. Doug. Not as many chicks today, but you know what? Great questions nonetheless. So thank you for that, especially the guy that was in Atlantis that called us from his under-the-sea phone. Let's check with Tim Weiland. He's got our traffic. He's at the KTRS traffic desk.
Brought to you guys are making me work here. I'm trying to get a hold of John.
Wait. I missed that. Hold on. Be Dry Waterproofing. Tim, your sponsor at 4:30. Be Dry Waterproofing.
Okay. We have got the accident. Northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. Two right lanes are blocked. You're backed up to Highway 40, east and westbound 40, trying to jam up. It's jamming up both directions, trying to ramp on to northbound Highway 170. Now, you've got southbound 170 drivers jamming from Page down to the parkway, just taking a look at the accident. Eastbound Highway 70 at Jennings Station Road, you do have an accident blocking the right lane. You're backed up past the airport. They did clear the accident that was near Shreve. Now, westbound drivers, of course, they're slowing down from O'Fallon Park. That's going all the way out through Jennings Station Road. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's slowing Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have eastbound Highway 270 pretty well stop and go now between Missouri Bottom and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities that help them build a path to success. To donate, visit a participating Mattress Firm or mattressfirmfosterkids.org. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $359 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $359 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $359 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
The folks at Stefanina's like to think big, like their extra-large 20-inch pizza. Better make extra space in your car before you pick up one of these babies. Like their pasta. Stefanina's serves huge pasta portions. Say that three times fast. Huge pasta portions. Huge pasta portions. Yeah, you got the idea. Big salads, big entrees, even big desserts. Got a big family, a big party, or just a big appetite? Stefanina serves big food for a small price at all five locations, the restaurant in O'Fallon or the express locations in St. Charles, St. Peter's, and now in the Chesterfield Valley. Big savings on daily specials or on the website, stefspizza.com, stefspizza.com. It's Stefanina's and it's big. How do you spell big? Stefanina's.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, by the low overhead way. Now, there'll be people guessing, who was that? Who? What famous singer did they pay to sing that? That was me, Frank Opinion. Yeah, it was me. I know, pretty good. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, by the low overhead way, a long, long time ago, was a way of letting people know that they didn't have a lot of overhead and expense, and therefore they could save you money. And my goodness, if they could do it then, look how long they've been able to, you know, sell you a car the low overhead way, because the place has been paid for now for a long, long time. That isn't necessarily why anybody goes there, I don't think. There are other dealers that have, you know, comparable prices. I'm not going to act like they aren't. It's the way you're treated. It's the Landoff love. It's that hug that he talks about. It's just, they're thrilled that you're there. They are. See what I'm talking about? Do me a favor. Just shop there. Even if you don't buy right now, shop. Go look. Just look around. Tell them you're just looking. But tell me your AM and the PM, too. There is a difference in the way you're treated at car dealerships. There is. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Don't pour your love out.
Back on the Large Morning Show, Scott Sherman in for Frank. He and Dan down in the Caribbean. It's beautiful there. I've been there. I love it. And if I could, I would live in St. Thomas and do all my work via the internet. Thank you. But for right now, I live in the Midwest, and I'm very happy to be here, along with Tim Weiland and David Solomon, in for Dan and Ian, respectively. John Londoff Jr., we had him on the other day. What did I say, Tim? I thought we were getting along great.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, it's okay. In the interim, Tim, I played a little song earlier, and then you said, who was that? And I gave it away, but who did you think?
I thought, when I first walked into the studio and you had it playing, I thought, man, that's kind of got a Dire Straits type of sound. But then I listened more closely, and I thought it was Lou Reed. And I had no idea it was...
It was the great Andy Kim.
Yeah, had no idea.
Canadian Andy Kim from Montreal, as they say up there. He also wrote Sugar Sugar, which became famous because the cartoon band The Archies sang it on their cartoon.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you would think that it was Neil Diamond because people think that he sound like Neil Diamond.
No,
Andy Kim.
I thought it was more of a Lou Reedish sound.
That was Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. I don't know if that's four people or three, but
Hamilton,
that was
Joe and
that
Reynolds.
Don't pull your love.
Yeah.
Super Sounds of the 70s.
Yeah, right. The albums.
I said Tim Lyon didn't know the song. You're too young to know 70 songs, Tim.
Too young? What are you talking
about?
You're
a young man.
I think I'm 11 years. No, wait.
Does
let's
anybody
see. I am 10 years older than you.
Does anybody remember what it was like to be away at college or be away and get a care package from their parents?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What yes. would you get in the care package from your parents?
Tomorrow? Chocolate chips and brownies.
Nice. David Solomon?
I would often get clothing gear, either the latest Cardinals shirt or Blues, or I'm so old there was even Rams gear.
Did you know Andy Kim?
Yeah, he was always sports, no. right?
Rams gear.
We're exactly. food.
L.A. Minded. Rams, Anaheim Rams, St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, I think they were the St. Louis Rams, not quite young enough for them to be back in L.A.
May I ask you where you went to college, sir?
This was actually at Kenyon College in Ohio.
Kenyon College in Ohio. That's not far away from... Westminster College in Pennsylvania. Actually, it's probably about 400 miles away. But once you get, you know, sort of the Northeast and the Midwest all kind of run together when you don't live there. So this young man away at school, Connor Cox, he received a care package from his parents. And folks want to tell us about your care packages, 969-5877, 888-550-5877, and Starcade Terrace. I said care packages. Be careful what you call and tell us. So Connor Cox, a freshman at Westminster College in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania, had a box show up at his dorm room that his mom sent him. Connor was really excited. He said, this is like Christmas. I'm 6 hours away. I can't really go home. I can't go to the grocery store. I don't know why he can't go to the grocery store. Is Connor not able to get up and walk himself to the grocery store? He didn't have a car. And this is a great feeling. Well, guess what was inside? Not chocolate chip cookies. Not chocolate chips, right, Tim? Not what I would get, which was, you know... potato chips and maybe some beef jerky. Not what David Solomon would get, a whole slew of athletic gear so he could represent at Kenyon College. That's a good school, by the way.
Great school.
People don't even know that. It's a great school in Ohio.
A lot of famous people went there.
Who went there?
Paul Newman went there.
Paul Newman.
Actually, the band Walk the Moon, they all actually formed.
Never heard
Kenyon.
Of them in my entire life. Okay, who else?
And then, actually, one of the Gunn brothers, Graham Gunn, who was an architect, he...
Should have stopped with Paul Newman.
I should have stopped there.
That's right.
But that was the biggest one.
That's right. But he did not get any of these fantastic things. You know what Connor got? Guys?
I'm not even going to guess.
A box of trash that he didn't clean up his room. His mom packed up, went in his room. His mom packed up all the garbage that he made over the Christmas holiday, over the Christmas winter break, packed it up and sent it to him, and said, okay, guess what? Thanks a lot. You're a slob, Connor Cox.
Now, you see, Connor wasn't even good enough at being a slob, because if he was truly on top of his game, he'd have so much trash in his room. If he was going to be a slob, it'd be cost prohibitive for mom to send it all the way out to school.
I opened it up, and I saw a bunch of trash. I called my mom, and we talked about it. Asked her if she sent me the wrong box, because that's how confused I was. She said, no, it's the right box, and you had to be held responsible for what you did over the winter break. So Connor Cox got a big box of trash. That tells you a little bit about his entitled generation. Good for Connor Cox's mom.
David's solution is pretty much convoluted thinking.
I mean, it'd be pretty effective.
It'd be very effective.
You know that story about that Kim Jong-un? That guy's nuts, that Kim Jong-un. That's Dennis Rodman's pal.
Yeah.
He's in North Korea, and apparently he had his half-brother killed. I don't know if you've seen sort of the grainy film that they have at the airport there. I think he was in Macau. And Macau is in China, or part of China. It's got a big gambling thing. I mean, it's like all the Asian guys go and spend tons of money gambling in Macau. And Sheldon Adelson, who's a big donor and also has, oh, it's not the Aladdin, I don't know what he's got a big casino in Las Vegas. He's got a big stake in Macau. Anyway, this guy, his brother, his half brother, Kim Jong Nam, was murdered, and it's terrible because you watch the guy get sprayed in the face and then he dies. Well, here's the worst part: his body was taken in Malaysia, and Malaysian police are now investigating his murder, and somebody tried to break into the morgue and steal the body the other day. So I don't know. Certainly being murdered is worse, but this goes way beyond your basic murder. They're now body snatching, or attempting to do that. What you would think is, if there's no body, they can't do an autopsy, and they can't figure out cause of death and maybe who committed this murder.
And I was just reading that story, and they do not think it was a North Korean person trying to break into the morgue.
Of course not, because who wouldn't want the slain body of the overweight half-brother of Kim Jong-un? You'd want to take that with you and maybe stuff it and put it in your house somewhere.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
Somebody affiliated with Kim Jong-un not only killed this guy, but is stealing the body for a cover-up. Here's another story.
Hey, before you want to take this call,
oh, absolutely.
It's John.
Sure.
He wanted to talk about the care package.
My bad. John, you're on the
air. Hey, no problem at all. Thanks, Tim. I was telling Tomas, I wonder what's more embarrassing, the fact that his mother sent him that package of trash, or having the whole world know about it now.
Do you have kids that are of that age that they are either in college or going to college soon?
No, I don't. They're all past that age.
Well, very good. If they were in school, would you ever send them such a care package, either because they had made a mess or to send them some kind of signal? Would you have done something like this?
No, I probably wouldn't have, but I can imagine right now every kid at that college is thinking of taking all their trash, boxing it up, and putting it on his front door.
That's good. You know, when I was in college and I was in this fraternity, we'd be assigned certain things, like you got to clean up the dishes, or you got to do the dishes one day. And there were guys that would skip out on that. Guess what they would do with all of the food and all of the dishes when somebody would skip out on that duty?
I don't have a clue.
Go up to their room and dump everything in their bed. They would never skip out on that ever again.
Ever again, would they?
It was the only thing about being in that fraternity that I liked, except free beer, and they'd bring girls around once in a while that had too much to drink. But that's another story for another time. Very good. Thank you so much, John, for the call. Guys, here's... I guess this is an end, finally. Oroville, California, is having this big problem with this dam. And this is, you know, scary, because it appears they might have it under control, but it's the tallest dam in California, if not the country. I think we were talking about that the other day with with Mike Evans. And if this thing goes, I mean, this is horrific. I mean, the devastation, and also maybe, you know, they're on the electric grid, I guess. This is horrible. But leave it to the good folks of Oroville. They're hoping now, this town of 19,000, that even though they have an impending natural disaster, they're trying to turn this into a tourism opportunity. In the city of Oroville, now they're offering up folks to come and watch the dam either collapse or almost collapse. This is something that a local tour guide, Jana Dawson Frazier, has commented on. And I just think it's in poor taste. If this dam is going to go, you shouldn't invite people to come spend the night and spend their money to watch it be destroyed. It just seems like it's in poor taste. So, Oroville, we hope your dam doesn't make it, but it's a terrible idea. Time to check traffic.
Traffic? We got Bill Cleveland hanging on the line.
Look,
here.
Did you, you're all, am I making you dance?
I'm not used to this.
Just try seeing the dancing I have to do in the morning.
Doing a fantastic job.
But I do like it. It gets me back in the mode of radio.
Is Tim brought by B-Dry Weatherproofing?
He can be if we want him to be.
Guess what? You are.
Okay.
B-Dry Weatherproofing has the traffic.
Here's
Tim Wyland.
It's really a mess out there. First of all, you've got a crash on eastbound. Well, they're still working with the accident. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. And you had two right lanes that were blocked there. And I'm looking back, and your traffic jam goes all the way back past the airport. We've got a new accident now. It's on southbound 141 past Merrimack Station Road. The two right lanes are blocked. A pretty good backup behind that up to Big Bend. Still looking at eastbound Highway 270 drivers. It's just like a parking lot between Missouri Bottom and Lindbergh. And then it opens up a little bit slow between there and New Florissant. Eastbound 40 is heavy from just a little east of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 is now Vandeventer out through McCausland. And they're working with the accident on Highway 170 at Forest Park Parkway. Northbound, the right lane was blocked, and southbound 170 is jammed up from Olive through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Connect Better. When you connect better, everything comes together. Join the more than 3 million people who use GoToMeeting every month to connect with their team. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com. I'm Tim Wyland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the Retirement Coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product. Powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
I drank in the Dominican Republic the magic of great technology. I can talk to you right now about Amini's. I think most of you think of Amini's, and this may partly be because of me, as a place where you go get pinball machines, arcade games, and jukeboxes, shuffleboard tables, pool tables, that kind of thing. And you can. They have that. I want you to start also thinking of them as the place for the finest in home furnishings. Not just patio furniture. That's their biggest category, but other rooms of the house. Dining room furniture, living room furniture, bedroom furniture. But when you're ready for the best of the best that's made, not the kind of furniture you find in your average furniture store. And they have people there who are professional designers. They will help you mix, match, whatever, customize the furniture specifically for your house and your taste. This is one tremendous store. And take everybody in the family when you go, because nobody's going to get bored at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Well, hey, everyone.
Hi, Bill.
On this Wednesday afternoon.
Doing fantastic.
Good. Well, I love a story like this. Giraffes are probably my favorite animal of all time. I love giraffes. And the funny video going around of a giraffe. This is in Germany at a drive-through safari. The giraffe, I guess, stuck its head through the car window and stole ice cream from a German family. And I just hope the animal can handle it. You know, I mean, that's the worst nightmare. Everybody just got their car washed. A lactose intolerant giraffe. Oh, geez. Everybody, look out. Roll the windows up. Roll them up, as Chevy Chase said famously, right? U.S. senators are urging President Trump to get tough on Russia. I believe their exact words were, close your eyes and pretend Russia is CNN. And Trump recently criticized Sweden. This is mostly supported by Americans of a box of unassembled IKEA furniture. And finally, there we go. Well, a pizzeria in St. Paul, Minnesota was allegedly operating as a front for a pot business. In Minnesota, the owner got arrested. In Colorado, he would have won Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yeah.
They smoke a lot of pot now in Colorado.
And it's legal, right?
Yeah, so I'd throw that out there.
That's true.
The Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
See you later, Bill.
Have a good one. Very good. That was outstanding. And an outstanding hour, sir, if we do congratulate ourselves a little prematurely. We got a few seconds left. Thanks to Dr. Doug and Bill Cleveland last hour. Mike Evans in the next hour. You guys that are on your way home this hour.